More than 70% of the world's surface is covered by water. In the vast green waters of the oceans, an immense variety of creatures live in harmony with one another. One of these creatures is our cutest friend in the sea, the dolphin. Dolphins are the most intelligent of sea creatures. They are friendly and helpful. They understand commands very well and know how to obey them. Their bodies have been created according to a marvelous design. We always see dolphins at the surface of the water. But they spend most of their lives in the deep. In places where it is very difficult for them to see each other and to find food. But dolphins can see better in the deep darkness of the sea than we can in the light. So, how can dolphins do this? God created dolphins with a complex system that allows them to find their direction by sensing sound waves. Scientists call this system echolocation. To find out how dolphins do this, we have to look closely at their heads. A dolphin breathes through its blowhole, located at the top of its head. Just below the blowhole, there are little sacs filled with air. By making air pass through these sacs, they emit high-pitched sounds. The air sacs act as an acoustical mirror, focusing sound produced by small knobs of fatty tissue just beneath the blowhole. And later, these clicking echolocation sounds are sent out at brief intervals into the surrounding area. Clicks emitted by dolphins immediately echo back when they hit any obstacle. Dolphins listen very carefully to these echoes. These sound waves are received at an area in the lower jaw called the acoustic window. From there, the acoustic information is transmitted to the middle ear and ultimately to the brain for interpretation. Echoes coming from the surrounding area give dolphins detailed information about the distance of objects from them and their size and movement. Because of this system, dolphins can scan a wide area. They can even make a map of the ocean. This is a perfect sonar system, and with it, a dolphin scans the seabed like an electronic instrument. The fact that such a high-tech system has been constructed of flesh and bone and placed in the body of a sea creature is proof of the artistry of God's creation. Modern submarines find their direction by sonar. Dolphins have been using a technology for millions of years that human beings discovered only in the 20th century. It is impossible that a creature could come to possess such a wonderful system through its own will. This incomparable system that dolphins have is proof that God created them. The sole function of this high-frequency sonar system is not to detect objects in the sea. Dolphins also use their sonar system to hunt for food. Dolphins traveling in a group direct these strong sound waves on schools of fish. In this way, they confuse the fish and can easily catch them. The fish are disabled by this wonderful weapon and also become easy prey for seabirds. Dolphins also use their sonar system to send messages in an amazing system of communication. They can even send messages to one another over a distance of 220 kilometers. This means that a dolphin in the Bosphorus can communicate by sonar with another dolphin in the Dardanelles. Dolphins mostly use this wonderful communication system in order to find mates and to warn each other of danger. God has created every living thing with the wonderful visual system it needs. Human beings have marvelous eyes that allow them to see on land. But underwater vision is quite blurred. The reason for this is that the human eye has problems focusing underwater. To solve this difficulty, we use underwater goggles that form a pocket of air around our eyes. We can only see clearly underwater with the help of these goggles. In the same way, human beings use high-tech cameras in order to take pictures underwater. Dolphins' eyes are just like special cameras that let them see clearly both under the water and above it. They have elastic lenses on their eyes that expand and contract to allow them to focus below and above water. This is an important need for dolphins. Every time dolphins surface, they take careful notice of the movements of the flocks of birds around them. This is because wherever a flock of birds gathers, there is a school of fish. Dolphins know this very well and use the information to find easy hunting opportunities. This special design in the dolphin's eyes also protects them from the salty seawater. Dolphins' eyes have another special characteristic. Each eye can focus on a different point at the same time. Because of this, a dolphin can look ahead with one eye in the direction of which it is swimming, while it can scout around for danger with the other. A school of sharks, for example. When necessary, a dolphin can even shut one eye and let one half of its brain go to sleep. Later, it shuts the other eye, allowing the other half of its brain to sleep. In this way, it never goes completely to sleep and is always protected from danger. Those that support the theory of evolution claim that all living creatures on Earth, with all their flawless systems, came into existence as a result of chance. If that were the case, it would also be necessary for the dolphin's sonar system and superior seeing mechanisms to be the work of chance. Whereas no one would suggest that an electronic sonar system or a camera could come into existence in this manner. To claim that a dolphin's eyes, which are technologically far superior to a normal camera, or its wonderfully designed sonar system, are the result merely of chance, is illogical. The fact that such an advanced technological system has been placed in the body of a living creature shows us a plain fact. God created dolphins and gave them the special qualities that they possess. Human beings try to build steam vessels that can resist all kinds of severe conditions. But there is one more strong obstacle that seagoing vessels must overcome: the water's power of resistance. The faster a vessel travels, the stronger the water's resistance. For this reason, hydrodynamic engineers try to reduce this resistance as much as possible when they design ships, boats, and submarines. A great amount of the power of the motors of ocean-going vessels is expended on overcoming the force of this resistance. Dolphins love to swim fast. Certainly, an ocean vessel traveling at such a speed would encounter great resistance. But dolphins have no such problem because God, who created them from nothing, created every kind of system they require. Their skin and body structure are designed to reduce water resistance as much as possible. Now, let's have a closer look at this wonderful design. The moment dolphins begin to swim rapidly, a thin film of water forms along their skin. This film of water is called a boundary layer. The skin was created with an elasticity that begins to move in a wave-like motion when turbulence occurs. The skin prevents resistance by moving in exactly the opposite direction from the turbulence in the boundary layer. The result is a fast and quiet swim. This design is a real wonder of engineering. After 4 years of research, German submarine engineers who noticed this design in the skin of dolphins imitated it and succeeded in making a submarine coating with the same characteristics. Submarines designed with this kind of coating were able to attain a 250% increase in speed. Certainly, it is not possible that a wonderful design like this, that human beings have tried to imitate, could be a chance occurrence. Such a flawless system could only have been made by a supreme intelligence. This shows us a plain fact once again. God created dolphins. The engineering marvel seen in the design of dolphins is just one of the countless examples that show the marvelous creative art with which God fashioned living things. For those who can see God's glory and His artistry in creation, every living thing in nature is full of miracles. In a verse of the Quran, God reveals, "These are an instruction and a reminder for every penitent human being." This is Africa. Many different animals live on this continent. And here is the biggest land animal in the world. Their huge bodies are almost the size of a one-story house. An elephant weighs approximately as much as 50 people. And normally lives to be 70 years old. Generally, elephants travel in herds with about 30 elephants in each herd. A female elephant oversees the herd and all the other elephants work together to carry out the leader's decisions. Within the herd, there is always strict discipline and a hierarchy. In one day, an elephant eats about 225 kilos of food. This means that, in one day, a herd composed of 30 elephants consumes about 7,000 kilos of food. For such an immense animal, living under the hot sun, thirst is a serious threat. For this reason, they must find a source of water every day. To find food and water, they can travel without a rest for 50 kilometers and go without water for 3 days. Their bodies have been created for the harsh environment in which they live. Now, Let us take a close look at the special characteristics of elephants and see for ourselves the miracles of creation embodied in these pleasant animals. An elephant's trunk is its biggest asset. The trunk can perform a number of different functions. In the 1700s, scientists believed that an elephant's trunk was composed of one single muscle. But modern research has astounded scientists. The number of muscles in the human body is about 639, whereas an elephant's trunk has tens of thousands. These muscles resemble circles placed on top of the other and furnish the elephant with limitless capabilities of movement. The trunk is composed of two main muscle groups. Diagonally connected muscles can twist and allow the trunk to turn in any direction. This muscle group allows the trunk to act like a lever and lift heavy weights. Other muscle groups enable the elephant to do the most delicate operations with superb control. This part of the trunk is as delicate as the human fingers. The trunk is not only an elephant's nose, it is his everything. If it is injured in any way, the elephant will die within a short time. Those who support the theory of evolution claim that the special qualities possessed by animals come into being step by step, by chance. However, such a complex structure as the elephant's trunk can perform its functions only when hundreds of thousands of muscles are working at the same moment. For example, if just one of these groups of muscles were not present, the elephant would not be able to move its trunk and thus would shortly die. However, elephants have been using their trunks happily for millions of years. This flawless design in their bodies shows us once again that God created all living things. Elephants are the largest land animals, weighing about 5 tons. The fact that they can walk comfortably despite this weight is certainly due to a special design. If they were a little larger, their legs would not support them. But elephants have legs that are a marvel of engineering. Although they are heavy, elephants walk with amazing lightness. A thick cushion of resilient tissue grows on the base of each foot, absorbing the shock of the weight. This cushion-like layer under the foot disperses the effect of the pressure that the elephant exerts on the ground and also allows it to lift its feet easily. Thanks to this, elephants can easily travel long distances despite the fact that they are so heavy. According to the laws of physics, a woman wearing high-heeled shoes exerts more pressure on the ground than a single elephant's foot. The theory of evolution claims that living things evolved into their present wonderful states. According to this theory, elephants, even without the resilient tissue in their foot, would not have been able to walk on the first day they came into the world, and therefore would have died of hunger and thirst. But this did not happen, because in their present marvelous state, elephants show us the creative artistry of our glorious, all-knowing Lord who created all things. Communication is of vital importance in our society. Elephants living in a group also have a wonderful communication system. Scientists have examined the communication system of elephants for a long time. Research shows that they communicate using infrasonic sound that human beings cannot hear. It has been shown that these infrasounds allow elephants to speak a special language with other elephants 4 kilometers away. Scientists have already determined 30 distinctive elephant calls. Infrasonic signals are formed when large masses move as in natural phenomena, such as volcano eruptions. This is similar to sounds that can only be sensed. Infrasonic sound is a very powerful but low-frequency sound. Human beings can hear these sounds only with the help of special recording devices. It was thought that the only animals that could produce this type of sound were whales, the largest of the sea creatures. But we now know that elephants use the same means of communication. According to scientists, under favorable weather conditions, elephants can hear a call from a distance of 10 kilometers, thanks to infrasonic waves. This amazing ability shows us a communication network spreading out over a very wide area. This special communication system is a wonderful attribute created by God for elephants. The basic strength of infrasonic waves lies in the way they travel. High-frequency sounds composed of short waves lose their strength within a short time. But infrasonic waves are very long and thus can take a long time to lose their strength. Because of this, elephants can coordinate the movements of a herd spread over several kilometers. In times of danger, elephants have another special method of communication. For example, when they meet a rhinoceros, they strike the ground hard with their feet, and the vibration they produce warns other members of the group. In this way, they can take preventive measures before the danger materializes. The special qualities possessed by living things are a clear proof that God has created them. This truth is declared in the Quran. And in your creation and all the creatures He has spread about, there are signs for people with certainty. Every new characteristic we learn about elephants shows us the same truth. This largest land animal on earth, with all its special qualities you have seen, was created by God, our glorious Lord.